I got to tell you, this is getting a little bit taxing on the body. But I was heading to Asheville, and I let a couple of guys that are already there know. And these guys aren't regular guys. One of them works for the DOD and one Special Forces. They do search and recovery. So that's why they're down there on their own dime, just doing what good Americans do. You know what I'm saying? And I keep talking about this video from West Virginia. This was back in 2016. And one of my subscribers, one of my friends who lives in Poland, started the Richie from Boston fan webpage or fan page on YouTube. And for some reason, she gets away with it. I can't, but she can. Cool. She found the video I was talking about. So just real quick, this is what I was talking about. This is absolutely beautiful. There's a giant FEMA bus right in front of us. Can you really see it? I hope it's not going to the same place we are. It's right up in front of us. This is... Seeing how the audio is terrible, let me just narrate. Myself, Be Rich, and a couple of other YouTubers took a couple of trucks, a few trailers down to West Virginia in 2016. Because West Virginia, much like Asheville, got hit overnight with an absolute rain bomb, is what they called it. A rain bomb. And it decimated the place and it killed a lot of people. But even better than killing a lot of people, what it did was it destroyed all the houses. And then FEMA ran in afterwards and offered everybody $33,000 for their house. You guys remember the video now? $33,000. Now you see that right there? You see this? All of this? You can watch the video yourself. It's right here on Richie from Boston fan page. And we got there. FEMA, the National Guard, and everybody else was already there, but they weren't doing one single thing. Neither was the Red Cross. But all of this mess, YouTubers, myself, Be Rich, and a couple of others cleaned all of this up. This was immaculate when we were done. We did more work in 2 days. No sleep, on our own dime, paying for our own gas. We cleaned up that entire area by ourselves while FEMA and the National Guard drove by in unmarked police cars and such and just monitored us. That was it. They just monitored us. You know what I'm saying? So Asheville isn't the first, but Asheville makes this one look much, 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 much worse because they've killed so many more people because there's so much more at play here. This was a huge land grab, but Asheville's worse. So when I called these boys and let them know that I was on my way down there, I had to stop in the Ozarks and get new tires for my truck because of the port strike. I was afraid I wouldn't be able to get tires, but somehow magically the port strike is no longer a thing. So they're moving on to the next thing. Here's the next thing. Hurricane Milton is now suddenly already a class 5 category. It's already being described as it's going to be a horror show. It's already a category 5 coming right behind Helene, and then there's another hurricane right behind Milton. But here's what my buddies were telling me. The same plane that was seen circling on 9/11 around the towers while there was a no-fly zone in effect is also circling Asheville, but it's not circling. It's doing triangles over Asheville right now. It's NASA's weather manipulation airplane, and another YouTuber has caught them using all the lasers and stuff. You don't know what lasers are? Remember Michio Kaku? Yeah, how many times have you seen him on my channel? Well, you're going to see him again because what he's going to say is germane to what you're going to see.
Now we're learning that scientists and researchers are looking at how to change the weather on purpose. That's right. Lasers now could one day manipulate rain and lightning. CBS This Morning contributor Michio Kaku is a physics professor at City College of New York. Professor, nice to see you. Extraordinary seeing Al Gore and Bill Clinton there together with Charlie, wasn't it?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, they did not get into this discussion, no. though. But it is fascinating. I mean, lasers, really, to change the weather?
That's right. Well, as Mark Twain once famously said. Everyone complains about the weather, but no one ever does anything about it. Well, instead of doing a rain dance, we physicists are firing trillion-watt lasers into the sky to actually precipitate rain clouds and actually bring down lightning bolts. This is potentially a game changer.
But this is experimental.
It's experimental. However, in the laboratory so far, it works. When you have water vapor and you have dust particles or ice crystals, you can precipitate rain. It condenses around the seeds. These seeds can also be created by laser beams. By firing trillion-watt lasers, you rip apart the electrons, creating what are called ions, and these ions act like seeds, like dust particles, bringing down rain and even lightning.
Katie, go ahead.
Well, this fascinates me in part because, too, I remember reading the stories that China had used this during the Olympics, that the USSR had used this after Chernobyl to create rain clouds. I mean, did those really work then? We have some of these capabilities now?
Inconclusive. Even in the 60s, the CIA used this to bring down monsoons during the Vietnam War to wash out the Viet Cong. Governments have been playing with this thing.
Alleged to.
Alleged to, right.
Yeah. Now,
it's also pretty telling when he brings up the Vietnam War, how she then makes him switch to allegedly when talking about messing with the weather. It is quite
We realize that for decades now, these governments have been alleged to have experimented with weather control, but nothing conclusive. This time we're bringing in the laws of physics rather than simply waving our hands and uttering mumbo jumbo. We're actually using trillion watt lasers now. And in the laboratory, sure enough, they precipitate rain out of water vapor. Sure enough, you can actually bring down electricity down the beam.
So what does it mean for drought areas that need to have rain for crops? And if they don't have them,
look at this zombie-looking dude. This is what America trusts to bring them their news. You know what I mean? Michio Kaku saying, yeah, back in the 60s, they used weather manipulation to wash out the Ho Chi Minh Trail in Vietnam. And then in her earbud, the woman is reminded, tell him allegedly. Make him say allegedly. Well, think about the laser beams. Because this is from 11 years ago. I showed you this 11 years ago when it was new information. But think about 11 years ago when I show you this. Because this is what's happening directly in front of Hurricane Milton right now.
All right, everyone. Welcome back. October 7th, 2024. And we are tracking Major Hurricane Milton. This thing has broken records overnight. And by the timing of this video, this thing is a Category 5 hurricane. Now, you're not going to believe what I'm already seeing taking place near the state of Florida, just like we saw with Helene. And we're going to get into that in just a moment. Let's go over some of the stats that we're seeing right now. So as we speak right now, we are 2 miles away from this being a Category 5 Hurricane Milton. And I got to say, my friends, I've been telling this storm was going to be something we've never seen before. And that's exactly what's taken place. Rapid intensification within 24 hours from a Cat 1 to a Cat 5. That is likely the fastest a hurricane has ever rapidly intensified after forming in the Gulf and then continuing to stay in the Gulf. Look at this. Major hurricane all the way to landfall around 7 p.m. Wednesday. That may shift, give or take. But my friends, this is a horrible situation for the west coast of Florida and honestly the entire state of Florida. The geography of this state makes it very hard for anyone to be in a good spot when it comes to this. All right, and now, my friends, into the stuff you really want to know about. All right, let's take a look at Florida, and already it's looking like a disco party is going on. A lot of different radar activity going on. We got spikes here going all the way into the Gulf, heavy lines up in this area, and then, of course, we have the one we saw with Hurricane Helene right here going off again. Now, of course, remember, these are just theories that we're talking about here, entertainment purposes only, because no way is weather modification real, right?
Instead of doing a rain dance, we physicists are firing trillion-watt lasers into the sky to actually precipitate rain clouds and actually bring down lightning bolts. This is potentially a game changer.
So to most of you, this is nothing new, but we're catching them right off the rip. He's talking about shooting trillion-watt lasers into the sky 11 years ago. Well, they don't have to do that anymore, but they still do. They don't have to because they have other methods. Every Doppler radar, the big golf ball you see, that's not there so you and I will know the weather so we can take our families out on a picnic. Those are the replacement of HAARP. Every one of those allows them to use HAARP, allows them to use the Dopplers to push, stall, turn, and steer, or intensify storms. We've been showing you this for years and years, but it's straight up caught. This is why I'm not going to Asheville right here. okay? It's bad enough they're turning Hurricane Milton into a storm no one's ever seen before, but this was just caught straight up on flight radar, and it was confirmed to me by Special Forces, an active duty Special Forces operator who's donating his time right now, but he's also getting out of Asheville after seeing this, and a DOD worker, Department of Defense, who's also donating his time, search and rescue. He's getting out of there. They just saw this.
Because what was NASA doing in the location of Asheville, North Carolina? But before we do get into this, I do want to say, more than likely, this will be my last video for the week, unless I make another video today. And the fan of a certain individual on TikTok, who goes by @LamHamRadio. She has such amazing content, which I do check out quite often. And I think she has a YouTube channel as well. But just recently, she noticed something rather interesting with NASA and North Carolina. What Glamham is referring to is that NASA owns a Lockheed Martin aircraft called the P-3 Orion. They only have one of this aircraft, so it's very easy to track. She also wants to make it known that even though NASA owns this aircraft, any agency, any organization can actually rent this aircraft out. So if this aircraft is seen doing something unusual, it might not be NASA who is piloting this aircraft. This P-3 Orion aircraft was seen doing something rather interesting on September 9th, 2024 on a website called FlightAware. So anybody can look this up. You can go to FlightAware.com and put in the name of the aircraft, which happens to be NASA 426, and it will bring up September 9th, and it will track the location of this flight, which it was seen making a triangular shape between North Carolina and Virginia. This triangular shape or this flight path had been seen over mainly over West North Carolina. You know, those cities like Asheville that were impacted the hardest by Hurricane Helene. Now, I am not saying that NASA or any other organization is doing anything shady here, and that's for YouTube purposes only. I'm just saying this is rather odd.
So according to the guys that I know that would know, stand by, 18-wheeler going by. This exact NASA airplane is going over the Gulf of Mexico right now, except it's not on flight radar because apparently it's got its transponder off because they can see what we can see. So they know that we saw this thing. You see what I'm saying? So its transponder is off because it's flying around the eye of a hurricane. The NASA plane is set up like an AWACS. Look it up because I don't have time because I'm editing off the tailgate of my truck. So I hope the audio is good. But it is what it is. I'm doing this for America, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing this for America. I'm not sitting in a studio. I don't have a script. The same plane is flying over Hurricane Milton right now. It's an AWACS plane, which means it has a radar on top of it, like we use, you know, when we're going to take down the Twin Towers or we're going to attack a country and blame them on taking down the Twin Towers. But that AWACS radar can also allow them to act as a mobile Doppler device. Do you know what I'm saying? Just like this. Never mind, I can't find it. I can't find it because I'm editing off the back of my truck. I'm in Illinois right now, and my internet's not too great on the back of my truck. But it is what it is. At any rate, these guys are getting ready to juice this again, and they're going to destroy Florida. And you know, Florida, where the governor just proudly came out, the governor everyone thinks is on their side somehow. The governor just came out saying, we're sending excess supplies up to Asheville because Florida was squared away for Hurricane Helene. But now Milton's coming and they just sent a whole bunch of stuff away, which is a good thing, but it's not a good thing. Florida's going to get smoked. Does anybody remember this? The Navy map? The U.S. Navy map, blue equals submerged. This was around for a long time. I don't know what this is, the government's 100-mile border zone, whatever. But you remember this? Does this look familiar? Well, in the movie Leave the World Behind, in the background, they show a map during the national emergency when they have television service for a minute. And in that map is a QR code. And if you click on that QR code, it brings you to a place in West Virginia that was an amusement park that a lot of people died at, and it was allegedly built on top of an Indian burial ground. So I'm trying to rack my brain figuring out what it possibly could be. Well, what it is it sits right on top of the New Madrid fault line, directly on top, and it was in the movie Leave the World Behind. And recently, the military just did an exercise there preparing for an event. It's amazing how these guys are constantly doing exercises to prepare for events, but when real events show up or contrived events, they're nowhere to be seen. And everything, almost everything they do, when they do a drill, it ends up going real world. You see what I'm saying? At any rate, that's all I got for right now. Be ready, be prepared. If you're in Florida, get out. But here's the deal. If you leave your home, you're never going to see it again. One way or the other. You know what I'm saying? Back in 2016, we couldn't believe they were offering the people in West Virginia $33,000 for their homes within a week. But now the government's offering them $750. Take it or leave it. You know what I mean? So it's pretty crazy. At any rate, stand by. Get your money out of the bank right now. Get it out of the bank before the bank closes down, hackers attack it, something like that. Something's going to happen without fail. They're already testing the system, shutting down Bank of America, showing people's balances at zero. Get out your 401k or your IRA, take out a quarter of it and turn it into gold and silver and get it sent to your house so you actually have it in your hand. Having something in your hand to trade with others other than violence or worthless American currency is better than nothing. You know what I'm saying? Because this is going to be a long, drawn-out event because they're going to make us fight each other. This is like Fight Club on a massive scale. They're going to make us do the dirty work by simply shutting everything down so we have no choice but to go after our neighbors. And they've been spending years and years and years making us a complete laughingstock of the world and a completely dysfunctional nation. And that's where we're at right now, sadly. Look at my hair, like an onion. Whatever. Whatever. At any rate, Richie from Boston, there's supposed to be 2 billion Christians. If everybody hit their knees earnestly and asked God for guidance, this will be a whole heck of a lot easier. Because that's what I'm doing right now. I don't know which way to go right now at all. So I'm simply leaving it in God's hands. Ask God what his plan for you was and try to fulfill the plan God set out for you when you were first a light in your mother's uterus. I know that's kind of creepy, but it's true. Scientists have proven before it became new science. Scientists proven when the man part meets the woman part inside the woman's body, if it occurs, there's a burst of light. Imagine that. I know. I'm one heck of a preacher, ain't I? Richie from Boston. I'm out.